When to walk away from a job, the judgment call every experienced contractor needs, recognizing the jobs and customers worth declining, on grounds of liability, safety, profitability, scope, or fit, and how to walk away professionally without burning the relationship. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Not every job is worth taking, and knowing which ones to decline is a skill that separates a sustainable business from one that lurches from one bad situation to the next. Walking away isn't weakness or laziness. It's recognizing when a job will cost you more than it pays in money, liability, safety risk, or aggravation. Every experienced contractor has a list of jobs they wish they turned down. This article is about reading those red flags early and declining cleanly before the bad job becomes a bad outcome. How it works. A job can be wrong for several different reasons, and any one of them is enough to walk. Liability you can't own. Work that requires signing off on something unsafe, or putting your name on someone else's bad install, or operating outside your competence. That's risk you'll carry long after the check clears. A genuine safety issue the customer won't let you address. If you find a real hazard and the homeowner wants you to ignore it and just make it run, you can't be the one who left a known danger in service. It can't be profitable. A job that, priced honestly, the customer will never accept, or one so far underwater you'd lose money to win it, is a job to decline, not discount into a loss. Cope beyond your capability or tools. Work that's genuinely outside what you're equipped or trained to do well. Taking it anyway risks a bad result and your reputation. A customer relationship that's already broken. The customer who's abusive, who refuses to pay fairly, who wants you to do something dishonest, or who's set up to blame you no matter what. That relationship is a loss before it starts. The common thread, in each case the cost of taking the job financial, legal, safety, reputational, or personal outweighs the revenue. Recognizing that early is the whole skill. In the field, trust the red flags at the first visit. Most bad jobs telegraph themselves early. The customer who's already suing the last contractor, who demands you skip the permit, who wants the cheapest possible patch on a dangerous system, who won't agree to any price in writing. When your gut says this one's trouble, it usually is. Listen to it before you're committed. Don't put your name on someone else's hazard. If you're asked to tie into, certify, or just get it running on an install or a condition you can see is unsafe or badly done, declining is the right call. You inherit the liability the moment you touch it and walk away leaving it running. Be clear and honest about why. Walk away from a guaranteed loss. Don't discount into it. When a customer won't accept an honest price and the only way to get the job is to price below your cost, the right answer is to decline politely, not to take a loss. Knowing your true hourly cost tells you instantly where that floor is. A job you lose money on isn't a job, it's a donation. Refer rather than fumble work outside your wheelhouse. If a job genuinely needs capability or tools you don't have, referring it to someone who can do it right serves the customer and protects your reputation better than struggling through it. The goodwill of an honest referral often comes back around. Decline professionally and leave the door open. Walking away doesn't mean burning the bridge. This isn't a job I'm the right fit for, and here's honestly why, said respectfully, keeps your reputation intact and sometimes brings the customer back for work that is a fit. How you decline matters as much as the decision. Common faults and what they mean. You took a job your gut warned you about, and it went exactly as feared. The red flags were there at the first visit. Trust them earlier next time. You're carrying liability for someone else's bad work. You tied into an unsafe install to be accommodating. That risk is now yours. You discounted to win and lost money. The honest price was a no, and you should have walked instead of donating the work. A job outside your skill turned into a reputation hit. You stretched past your capability instead of referring it. The bad result follows you. A broken customer relationship cost you far more than the job paid. The abuse, the non-payment, the blame were all visible up front. That's the kind of customer to decline. Tech tips and gotchas. Your gut is usually reading real data. When something about a job or a customer feels wrong at the first visit, it's typically because your experience is pattern matching on red flags you've seen end badly before. The contractors who get burned are usually the ones who overrode that instinct to chase the revenue. Listen to it earlier than you want to. You inherit the liability the moment you touch it. Just get it running on a system you can see is unsafe makes you the last person who worked on it and left a hazard in service. No single job's revenue is worth owning that risk. Declining unsafe work you can't fix properly isn't optional. It's protecting yourself. Walking away from a loss is a decision, not a failure. The pull to at least get the job by cutting price below cost is strong, but a job you lose money on is worse than no job. It ties up your truck and crew while draining cash. Your true hourly cost shows you the floor. Below it, the right move is a polite no. Referring out builds more goodwill than fumbling through. Honestly, telling a customer this needs someone with X, and I'd rather you get it done right protects your reputation and often earns you the next job that is in your lane. Stretching past your capability to keep the work risks a bad outcome that costs you far more than the referral would have. How you walk away is part of your reputation. Declining a job rudely or making the customer feel judged burns a bridge for no reason. Declining respectfully, clear about why, leaving the door open, keeps you the contractor they call when they have a job you do want. The decline is a customer interaction too. Handle it like one.